Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Lift your hands and just worship him. Just worship him. Just worship him. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the miracles you do. Thank you for the miracles you do. Thank you for the miracles you do. We worship you, everlasting Father. We worship you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship you. We bless your holy name. 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 Just wave those hands. Wave those hands and magnify the Lord. Just wave those hands and magnify the Lord. We worship you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Thank you, Father, for all you do. We see your hand. And we see your works, and they are marvelous in our hearts and in our sight. Lord, we praise you for every testimony, for every testimony. You are the one who does wonders without number. You are the one who does indescribable things. Thank you for your strange acts. Thank you for your mighty strength. Thank you for your outstretched arm demonstrated. Thank you for your glory manifested. And thank you for what you are yet doing in this service and in our midst as a church, with us and through us. Thank you, Father. We say, blessed be your holy name. We give you all the glory. We ascribe every honor. We ascribe every power. We ascribe every dominion and authority unto your holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. Lord, as we get into your word today, I pray that there be a distribution of gifts. I pray today that there will be a communication of mysteries, that there be an impartation of wisdom. I pray that men be granted, everyone under the sound of my voice, an entrance into the revelations of things that are and things that are yet to be. Mekorunde sandali inkradesh kopraitaya. Lerin sunde inkrade palando sangalitaya karadesh. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray, and let the people of God shout your loudest amen. Give the Lord Jesus Christ a mighty, mighty, mighty clap offering of praise. Come on, bless the Lord if you mean it. Bless the Lord if you mean it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone by your side. Make sure there will be no stranger by your side, to your left and to your right. Let them know how excited you are that they are in church today. Kayalide Sundaya Katish. Nembrande Katendo Sandalingre Deus Kapahata. Laiketu Sandain Garadesha. Yes, Lord. I know that I spoke about on Sunday how we are going to get more into praying in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll keep to that promise, but it won't be today. The Spirit of the Lord is leading me in a different direction, and I've learned to go with the flow when He begins to move my heart in that direction. The Lord is moving my heart to begin to teach precept by precept, line by line, concerning the word that He has given us for the year 2025 about quantum leaps. So we are going to start today with the first in the series. I don't know how long this series will run, but surely it's going to run for quite some time. The first in the series, understanding the concept of quantum leaps. I want us to write it down. Understanding the concept of quantum leaps. The year is fast moving, and I will desire in my heart, or I desire in my heart, that the prophetic word that has gone forth concerning us as a church, that each and every one of us will be a participator in experiencing the blessing of that prophetic word. I pray that for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember that I told you that every prophecy God gives, there is a participation of the person for which the prophecy has been given to. Whoever the prophecy is given to, there is a participation of that person in the fulfillment of that prophecy. That's very, very important. There is a participation of that person in the fulfillment of that prophecy. Very key and very important. So let's start. Why must we understand this concept? Because the power of it is in the understanding of it. Say with me, the power of it is in the understanding of it. Shout it again louder. Say, the power of it is in the understanding of it. So a man who is in honor and understands it not is like a beast that what? Perishes. When a man has a word from God, but he doesn't understand it, then he becomes ignorant in what he ought to do and what his role is in participating in the fulfillment of that prophecy. So that God spoke a word over a man doesn't really mean it will be fulfilled in the life of that man. You've got to get that. That God spoke a word over that man doesn't really mean it will be fulfilled in the life of that man, unless that man positions himself in faith and cooperates with the Holy Spirit and with the plan of God and with the principles of God. That prophecy will not come to pass. It may be that person's child or the person's whatever offspring that will end up fulfilling that prophecy. It won't return to God void, but that particular man to whom that prophecy came to may not. So it's important that we understand fully very, very important that we understand fully what God is saying. When God says, this is the year of quantum leaps, I want to know, what does quantum leap mean? And what is the implication of that prophetic blessing over my life? What is my role? How should I position myself? What are the keys and what are the principles I should apply? Is there something I should be doing to position myself to seeing that prophecy fulfilled in my life? That's very important. So, first of all, quantum leap is a concept that is coined out of physics. So let's look at that concept in physics. In physics, a quantum leap is a sudden transition of an atom, a molecule, or an electron from one energy state. What's that? One energy state to another. It is also known as a quantum jump. So when you're studying, whether you see it as a quantum leap or a quantum jump, is the same thing. Quantum leaps are a unique phenomenon of quantum systems. So in physics, there are systems they call classical systems. In those systems, the atoms, the molecules, and the electrons behave in a normal and classical way. That's the way they expect things to happen. And so they happen that way. But in a quantum system, these things don't have classical experiences. So every molecule, every electron that experiences these quantum transitions are always part of a quantum system. So you've got to get that, a quantum system. A quantum leap is a concept where an electron or an atom in a quantum system, while orbiting an energy level, a particular energy level, while orbiting, you know, it keeps orbiting. In a classical system, when it's orbiting an energy level, it is stable and it's consistent. But in a quantum system, let me use just an electron. An electron is orbiting a particular energy level, and after a while, it starts absorbing energy. Starts absorbing energy and starts getting very excited. Starts getting very excited. And before you know it, it's suddenly, somebody say suddenly. A scientist explained it this way. The suddenly of the jump. He says that the way the scientist explained it is just bam, it happens. Just bam. Somebody say bam. Do you understand? Somebody has an experience of a lifting, a shift, a jump that just happens suddenly. Not gradually. Not gradually, but surely, consistently. Not that. Suddenly, it jumps and leaves, transitions to another higher level of energy. Somebody this year will be experiencing multiple suddenlies. Someone is alert. So in modern physics, scientists more commonly use the word in modern physics, transition between quantum states. Let me put it in Niger contemporary language. People are going to be experiencing changes in levels. And I'm not talking about, there are things that happen gradually. There are things that happen slow and steady, but surely it happens. In quantum leaps, it's a suddenly. Somebody shout suddenly. Oh, I pray your mouth is not locked by the enemy. Somebody shout suddenly. I pray your tongue is enabled by the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout suddenly. Suddenly. There is a transition from one level of energy to another greater and higher level of energy. So let's begin to bring this down to this concept in physics. Let's begin to see how it works in life experiences. So the concept of quantum leap in life experiences. Let's go there. In life experiences, remember that the quantum system is different from classical systems. There are people that are locked in a classical system of life. And so many people are there. Throughout their lives, they are locked in a classical system. That's how they are born. They go to school. They graduate from school. They get a job. Do some businesses. Experience one or two normal things. They give birth to children. Train their children. Tell their children to work hard like they work hard. So that they can also prosper. And God blessing them. They see their grandchildren. Do a little good thing here and there. And then they die. Classical systems. So many people have classical experiences throughout their lives. Nothing outstanding. Nothing extraordinary. They live life on normal terms. Treading on ordinary paths. Nothing extraordinary about their lives. So even when they enjoy the blessing of the Lord, they enjoy the classical blessings of the Lord. When you hear their testimonies, it's testimonies that are there. Yes, it's by the mercies of the Lord. It's by the hand of the Lord, but it's normal, you know. I was talking to our pastors recently, and I was explaining certain concepts to them. Said there are people that are on the welfare budget of the kingdom. When God makes budget, He budgets for them. Their own is welfare. God plans of how He's going to take care of them. So all they receive in life and throughout that season when they're on that budget is everything that has to do with welfare. What they will eat, what they will wear, the rent for their houses, the cars they will drive, they go to school, their school fees, get a job, how their business will just prosper. Somebody say welfare. Come on, say welfare. I say, but there are others that are reading into the project budget. God has projects on earth. For example, God has projects that He wants to carry out over Anambra State. Those who have that level of vision for Anambra State, through vision, gets involved in God's project, receives the budget for Anambra State. If you elevate that vision and you have God's national project, there is a budget and an allocation for that. For every level of vision, God has a budget provision for it. So there are people that just enjoy the classical level of what God has to offer. The ordinary level, nothing outstanding, nothing mind-blowing. Now, no work of God is little in our eyes. But you and I know that if somebody came to give testimony and said he was coughing and coughing when he came to church, and then the word of God came forth and the cough ceased, and from then he's no longer coughing, we're going to rejoice because we have understanding. But another person comes and says SS was changed to AA. They went to do this text in three different labs to confirm that they didn't make mistakes. And it was SS. Three different labs. And by one word, God is healing blood diseases. God is. And that verdict was changed. Now, even when I said the first one, you were normal. When I say cough healed. Now I'm saying SS to AA. You're even doing, I God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is ushering you into experiences where people will hear and shout, hey God. Mind blowing. So you have to make a decision. This year, are you going to have classical experiences? Have classical experiences. Enjoy classical blessings. Just enjoy the welfare packages of God's kingdom. Or are you going to have quantum experiences? So there are people that have classical experiences in life. But there are others that experience quantum leaps. There are others that experience quantum leaps in certain seasons and in different cycles of life. And let me say this. I want to understand how God has designed our life. God didn't design our lives that we will live it in a linear way. Life doesn't happen in a linear path. We don't just walk in linear paths from this just to this. No, life happens in cycles. And everything God created happens in cycles. That's how God designed life. He called forth light out of darkness. And he made one a greater light, the sun, to rule what? The day. Made what? The lesser light to rule what? The night. So in a day, the sun must rise, the sun must set, so the moon can reflect in the night. Cycles, day and night. In the calendar year, he didn't create that everything will just be linear from this to this. No. You move depending on which country you are in. You start with, some start with winter or cold. So in January, sometimes we have Hamatan still here, right? Then from there to the heat period. So you have the winter, you have the summer, you have the spring, and you have different seasons. Now, the point is, when you finish with this winter, you know at this same particular time, in a cycle, you're going to come back to it. So there are cycles of life. Someone say cycles of life. Come on, shout it again. Say cycles of life. In our experiences as people, I want you to listen because this is very key. In our experiences as people, that's how God has designed our lives. Things happen in cycles. In cycles. And so at certain seasons in the cycle of life, God designed that a man will move from just classically orbiting a particular energy level, a particular prosperity level, a particular favor level, a particular wisdom level, and he will have a quantum jump. That's how God lifts men. May the Lord grant you understanding. If you are getting it, lift your hands and say, I get it. Don't worry, we are going to get it. So I'm going to take time. You are going to understand this very well. So I say, but there are others that experience quantum leaps in certain seasons in different cycles of their lives. In certain seasons. So God didn't intend that men will have just one lifting. After you've experienced this lifting, as a cycle is moving, there's another season for another lifting. Another season for another lifting. So watch that. In certain seasons, they move from one level to greater levels that are not normal or ordinary. There are people that move from one level to greater levels that are not normal or ordinary. Quantum leap happens. Everybody put your hands like this. Put it one. Put it, I want to see it. Happens, everybody shout suddenly. Come on, shout suddenly. Shout astronomically. Shout incredibly. Very important. But before that, I want you to write this down. Quantum leap is very different from playing for incremental gain. Very different from playing for incremental gain. Or working for progress. That's not quantum leap. Quantum leap is not making progress. No. Quantum leap is different from making progress. So we've got to understand this concept so we can believe for it. And we can exercise our faith in experiencing it multiple times this year. So quantum leap is very different. There are times that people work for, you know, incremental gains. And they work for progress. I want to make progress. Things are working. Things are moving. No. A quantum leap is going for landmark, watch this, milestone, monumental, epic, colossal change of levels. You move from one level to multiple levels higher. That is not ordinary. That is not normal. That no one ordinarily could have that. Not you're making progress. Things are working out. We are trying. It's not so bad though. God is on our side. I may not have gotten to where I want to, but I'm not where I used to be. And God's been faithful. You know those languages? That's not quantum leaps. Let me explain what quantum leap is. 120 men and women went to the upper room in Jerusalem, asked to tarry, not preach, don't go anywhere, don't spread the message that Jesus is risen until you're endued with power. So they stayed there in fasting and in prayer, waiting on the Lord. And one day, somebody say suddenly. Come on, shout suddenly. There was a sound. Lego Sunday Pradeshka. The Thanksgiving of February is deemed a joyful sound. This February, there will be a sound. This February, there will be a sound. This February, there will be a sound. Like a mighty rushing wind. Like a mighty rushing wind. A sound. Like a mighty rushing wind. And there appeared on top of their heads tongues of fire. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues. Somebody say suddenly. Now, see quantum leaps. The same Peter that while Jesus was being arrested could not stand before servants and before ordinary people. When he was asked, are you not one of those that followed this man? Denied Jesus, the same Peter, was filled with boldness and stood in front of these men. I want you to watch. And began to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified and him raised from the dead. This Jesus Christ that is now the salvation and has brought the salvation of men. He began to preach. And the Bible says when he was through. 3,000. So, quantum leaps, pastors, is that in one day, in one sweep of an event, in one week, your church grows from 120 to 3,000. Are you understanding quantum leaps now? An event just happens, and suddenly. Incremental gain is to tell me that after 6 months, your church attendance and membership doubled from 120 to 380. We say, wow, everything now double. No, that's not quantum leap. Quantum leap is from 120 to 3,000. It's always astronomical. In such a way, there is no way you can compare it to what. When there is a quantum leap blessing, every argument ends. The most hardened unbeliever begins to shout, God is real. God is real. This can only be God. God is real. If that young man's younger sister, that the child was 6 years, that had gone to 3 different laboratories, plus a hospital, the child was confirmed SS, sickle cell, blood genotype. If she didn't believe in God, and suddenly she hears this testimony, and then she goes again, and the brother is telling him, go and test, the word of God has gone, she will believe immediately. All argument of this Bible is what was written by Europeans to colonize Africans. This is what they used to make Africans slave. This God is not real. She will just be shouting, God is real. God is real. Quantum leaps miracle. Quantum leaps miracles. Quantum leaps. You're a businessman, and whatever you are doing, whether your products you're offering or your services you're rendering, was servicing 120 people. And then there was a sound. And then, like a mighty rushing wind, like that same east wind that brought quails into the camp of Israel, clients come, and within a moment, suddenly, within a day, over 3,000 clients come in from servicing 120 to 3,000. That's quantum belief. So I don't want us to be unawares. That's why God is teaching us this. I don't want us to be in a place where I'm counting my words today. God help me. Yes, I'm here. I don't want us to be in that place where we despise little things. We despise little beginnings. We despise the blessings of the Lord that sometimes doesn't sound so epic. But because we should be thankful in all things, and we should be thankful for all things, and we should be content. Contentment with godliness is great gain, but it is wisdom and it is faith, both of them, that God speaks a word over us and God says, this is your year of quantum leaps. It is wisdom and is of faith. To thank him for the little things. To thank him for the incremental gains. To thank him and genuinely be grateful for the progress. But to make sure that you don't think that that one is the blessing of quantum leaps. To make sure that you don't live throughout the year and get to December and you didn't see the prophetic word fulfilled in your life, in your home, in your ministry, in your businesses. Because you didn't even know what quantum leaps looks like. and you were not expecting it. That's why this teaching is coming. So you understand what quantum leaps looks like. Wave your hands if you're getting it. Help me call your neighbor by his or her name. Say, do you understand what is going on here today? So I want you to hold your neighbor by his or her hands. Call them by their name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Now, read and read out loud. Want to go? It is going for a landmark. You know, something to be epic. It means it's grand. It means it's colossal, right? Something heavy. How many of you are going to be believing for some? How many of you are going to be playing for quantum leaps this year? Are you sure? Now, keep holding that neighbor's hands. Go to the next one. I want you to read to that neighbor. One, two, go. One more time. Astronomically is massively abundant. And happens incredibly. It means people will say, how? This is not possible. Is it? Tell me, is it? Get ready for promotions, for liftings, for harvests, that people have to only see it, experience it, before they can believe it. Because it will sound like fiction. It will sound like somebody fixed it. Somebody is telling a story of what didn't happen. Get ready for the incredible! Kanda, are you spiritually alert? Have you been praying in tongues a lot? Are you sure you've been praying in tongues a lot? Because what we're sharing, that was why it took me time before I started teaching this, to prepare our heart. The things we are sharing, you have to be walking in the spirit. You have to be consistent in the spirit. You have to be. With the blessing we are talking about, if God releases the thought of it and you're not in the spirit, your mind will reject it. If you're not in the spirit, it will just sound like one of those fantasies. Your mind will reject it. You won't even recognize it. Please, let me warn again. When you, from this moment, pray in tongues all the time and pray in tongues as if your life depends on it. That's the key. So that when the seed is being released, the heart, your heart, the soil of your heart will be ready to receive it. You won't be rejecting it. Quantum leap happens, bam, suddenly. Suddenly. A man is in a prison, sleeping, jailed, after all he is done for his master. Faithful. God has blessed his master so much through him. All that was in his master's house, all in his field, blessed, increased because of this guy. Yet, because of the wife betrayed him, lied on him, and he was jailed. Now, he goes to the prison. He's doing so much for everybody else. Even the jailer felt relieved. The chief warden handed every affair in the prison to him. All the prisoners. Now, he has interpreted dreams, even for the butler of Pharaoh. And the guy went and forgot him. He said, when you go, remember me. Tell Pharaoh there is a man with a gift like me. And he left and forgot him. But there are certain key factors that you have to understand and learn to discern. You have to master it. Key factors. I'm not getting there yet, but let me just give you a peep of it. One of them is learning to discern Kairos moments. Quantum leaps don't happen ordinarily. It's not a classical experience. So you must, Kairos, that word Kairos, it means due seasons. It means appointed times. An appointed time when God has ordained that this is going to happen. The Bible says he makes all things beautiful in his time. Everything has his time. And those times and seasons are in God's hands. Men may betray you. Men may lie about you. Men may forget you. Men may try to sit on your head. But when your season comes, there is a man's season, your own season. It's called your due season. The reason a lot of people who are believers, who receive such prophecies like we receive, I want you to watch. The reason why many of them don't experience quantum leaps is that when the due season comes, number one, they don't discern it. Cycle. So God puts Joseph in Potiphar's house. And it could be that God would have wanted Potiphar to introduce him, but Potiphar refused. You see, the refusal of a man cannot change God's purpose. A decent master would have taken this guy and go to Pharaoh and say, "See, I've never seen this before in my life. This man, God is with him. I just wanted to bring you to know that there is someone like this in our kingdom." He didn't. If Potiphar didn't introduce him, sometimes it's the wife. But the wife chose to betray him. The betrayal of men can't change God's purpose. So when you think that in the cycle in Potiphar's house, the season of Potiphar's house, you've lost an opportunity, relax. Life works in cycles. The cycle is coming back again. There's another cycle coming back again. Did you hear what I'm saying? Oh, I pray somebody gain insight. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Lakato Sandaya. Le grandosa, le brandenga nusa, le radosa andayata, le bredes undaligre bradosh, le brande carados andalibra, le cayalados andalibra gata. Yes, Lord. La brades copaya, le radazutu sundalibra nanga, le brades undalibre gede, le brade core del sotaya, le brade cayabade caparos. All right. So watch this. When the due season came, God orchestrated it himself. Put conditions. How many of you remember the story of how we got this place? I've told you many times. How God says, "Don't talk to me about it," what? Again. "Until I speak to you about it, don't, just move." From December the previous year, when all the negotiation had collapsed, we entered the new year, January, until, Mama, was it July? Yes. Last week of July. Until July of that year. That's 7 months. But then, I driving into church. Right in the car. And there was no service. So you would not say on that day, pastor was praying, preparing for service. So he was really in the spirit. No, this year, always be in the spirit. Because you don't have anywhere else to be. You're born in there. You can choose to walk away. That's your dwelling place. If you are in Christ, you are in the Spirit. People stray away from it and go and embrace carnality and go and embrace the world. That's why James the apostle was writing. He said, you adulterers, when you're cutting the world, you're trying to be like the world, you're allowing yourself to be influenced, it's because you're already married to someone. You're the one straying from your abode. The world is not your abode, and then you stray into the Spirit. And then after straying into the Spirit, you go back to the flesh where you live. No, you don't live in the flesh. If you are in Christ, you live in the Spirit. You are in the Spirit, not in the flesh. In Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. So the Bible said, since you live in the Spirit, walk now. What? Walk in the Spirit. Stop straying away from home. Can you imagine that day the Lord would have talked to me? That He woke me up in the morning and said, son, pray. I didn't pray. I sat down, I watched movies. I stayed on social media from morning to night. When He tells me to fast, I wouldn't fast. Different things will happen. Can you imagine if particular that day that His voice was coming? It would have still come. The question is, am I in a position in the Spirit to hear? When somebody say, pastor, I have not heard God concerning this. I say, it doesn't take God long to speak. It takes men long to hear. I say, where have you been? Because where you are determines what you hear. When you are in the palace, you hear the king's voice. When you're on the streets in the marketplaces, you hear the gossips of slaves. So whatever you're hearing depends on your positioning. That's why sometimes when you're praying about certain things and you're not getting clear direction, you add fasting to that what? Prayer. Because that's positioning. Clear off the clouds of distraction. Clear up the noise. Clear. Consecrate and concentrate. Consecrate and concentrate. You put yourself in that right position where you hear the voice of God. And God said, now, call the man, now. I didn't come out of the car. It was inside the car I called. Call the lawyer, sorry, not the man, now. And I called. And He told me exactly the offer to make. Now, watch this. Something that has broken down. They were calling a price. Not that we wouldn't be able to pay that price if we believed for it. But that's not what the Lord asked me to offer. So the Lord told me exactly what I was supposed to offer. What I was offering was less than half the price they were calling. And they felt like they wouldn't listen to it. They had already put the thing in the market. Different agents were coming. Different things were happening. And the Lord said, make that offer now. I made that offer. Then I called one of our lawyers and said, make it legal. Send them an official offer. And they sent it. That was an evening. By the next day, the next morning, somebody said, bam. The lawyer is calling, shouting, Pastor. You truly serve a living God. Because the lawyer said, I can't take this offer to the man. Pastor, you want the man to shout? What kind of... I said, it's not your property. You're under obligation to tender our offer. You are under obligation. It's not your property. He said, the man said, if you can produce that money now in 1 week, as you say, the property is yours. The rest is history. Give Him praise.
You better give Him a mighty praise. You better give Him a mighty praise. You better give Him a mighty praise.
Somebody that has been trying and struggling to pay rent is about to own estate this year. And it won't be happening in December. According to the word of the Lord, we are being satisfied early. Quantum leaps.
Someone has been struggling to make sales. Trying the best to make sales. And suddenly, in a space of 5 months, you have outlets in over 10 different cities. Because of demands. Outlets. Even outside the shore of the country, Quantum lives. You've got to know what it is so you can expect it. Expectation is the seed for manifestation. So your faith can reach out and take hold of it. You have to believe for that level, that order of blessing. Let's keep writing. There are incremental gains and there are instrumental blessings. But Quantum Leap is God's suddenly astronomical blessings. There are incremental gains and there are instrumental blessings. But Quantum Leap is God's suddenly. Somebody say suddenly. Come on, shout suddenly. Shout it again. Say suddenly. God's suddenly astronomical blessing. A Quantum Leap blessing is always needed. This is the purpose God designed this quantum system. He designed it. And you know, it was Maurice Celero that said this, and very absolute truth. He said, all truth, every truth is parallel. What is true in the natural has a parallel truth in the spiritual. What is truth in the spiritual, you will see the manifestations in the natural. The same. Every truth is parallel. So the way you're seeing in creation, how atoms, molecules, and electrons can experience this transition, this quantum jump and quantum leap in a quantum system. That's how God also created a supernatural quantum system where believers can experience quantum leaps. So there are those who can be having classical experiences in a classical system, but there are those who understand this by revelation and through faith can plug it into a quantum system where in their lives, in certain seasons, in cycles of their lives, they just experience leaps. And after a while, you live long enough, you can even see some of them shown in patterns. You just notice after every 2 years, or after every 3 years, or after every 5 years, there is this major shift that happens in your life that just changes everything, delivers to you a harvest of 50 years in a few weeks, a few months. Quantum leaps always happen within a short window of time. Somebody say Kairos. You have to discern it. Know when it is, so your faith can be keyed into it. Malikosha. Libradesha. Libradesha. So, what's the purpose of quantum leaps? A quantum leap blessing is needed when a man is faced with semblance of stagnation. He's looking around his life and there are symptoms of stagnation. He's blessed, he's not cursed. Based on the word of God, he should never be stagnated. A path of the righteous is a shining light. He knows the promises of God and there are prophecies over his life. But when you look around his life, it's as if he's still moving around, you know, orbiting a classical level, orbiting a level of energy, having a classical experience in a classical system. Nothing different. He's looking at semblance, things that appear as, and he can't deny it, it's there. His faith will continue to hold on to God's word. His confession will continue to be what God says. But when you look around him, everything is stagnated. It's needed when progress, a man is making the progress, but the progress is so slow. The incremental gain so small that a man will need multiple lifetimes to achieve only a portion of what he truly desires. The Lord says to a pastor, I'm going to use you to touch lives in millions all over the world. Everywhere you go, I'm going to use you to impact many in millions. The pastor is in ministry 10 years. The church and his impact has grown from 3 people to only 200 people. 10 years. When will the millions come? The 11th year, they grew from 200 to 220. The 12th year, they reduced to 180. Then after a while, something happened and they now made, he went for training, he sowed seeds, he did this, and they now grew to 300 people from that 180. Wonderful. But it's too small. He has not even gotten to the least of you, 1,000. So he has not even gotten to the least of the provisions of grace for impact. That the least impact, the least you will make impact on, the least you will touch their lives is 1,000. He has not, and he's looking at his life. A man is getting to 30 years. He's getting to 40 years. He's getting to 50 years. He's asking himself, though, okay, as he's approaching 50, the thing now is reaching, he's now seeing 600 people. But it's too far from the millions. This thing is, God didn't lie. God meant what he said. The prophecy is real. But the progress is so slow. The incremental gain so small. That if he continues that way, he will die. Even if he lives up to 120 years, he will die. Sleep on this earth. Go to heaven. And will not have even touched a minute portion of what God planned for him. Not for his children, for him. So when there is a semblance of stagnation, when progress is too slow and gain is too small, that man needs multiple quantum leaps. That's the only way the prophetic world, that's the only way the prophecy on his life, that's the only way his dreams will come. Do you know that why men die and are buried without even touching the outer layers of their dreams, without even touching the outer layers of their potentials? So Miles Monroe, Dr. Miles Monroe of blessed memory, said the richest field in the earth is a cemetery. He said there are buried gifts and treasures that never expressed themselves. Songs that were never written. Books that were never written. Songs that were never published. Gifts, abilities that this world didn't see. Buried, people die with them. Do you know why there are so many men that in their old age, their reflective years, they live in regret, the regrets, what they could have done, when they could have done? Do you know there are those who are living beyond what they dreamt? Things happening in their lives, and every time they are in awe, they are broken in humility. God, how did we get here? How did I get here? I know I dreamed big, but I didn't dream this. This is more than I anticipated. One set of persons having quantum leap experiences. another set dying in a classical system. An ordinary life. Nothing exceptional. Nothing outstanding. That will never be your case. The word has come to us. We are going to be diligent. Study this thing to show ourselves what? Approved. Workmen that need not to be what? This year, you won't end it in the shame that the prophetic word didn't happen in your life. This year, you will end it in double honor. That you're the one whose life is the evidence that God's word works. In the name of Jesus, stand on your feet. La ba 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 ba. Elabara de shaha. Libra de sha. Pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. If you're lazy concerning praying in tongues this year, now you know. Don't say you were not told. Don't say the Holy Spirit didn't give you the key. Leprano zangalito. Lande kayalaba. Le zundeli bradeka. Layalito zandale brakata. Le brande kayalaba hata. Acts chapter 14, verse 8. To 10. Prepare the communion for me. Acts chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength, somebody shout without strength, in his feet was sitting, a cripple from the mother's womb. From the mother's womb. So I don't care how far and how long it's been. When you have been in one level and never moved, it doesn't matter. Who had never walked? This one had never walked. Verse 9. Oh, yeah. This man heard Paul. What? I'm not hearing you. This man heard Paul. What? There is a secret there. Somebody say he heard. Say he heard. Somebody say he heard. And the entrance of thy word gives light. While he was hearing, was he sitting as he used to sit? Yes. Was he, whether there was wheelchair then, whatever they used to carry him because never walked. Was he in that state? Yes. That level of energy. But something has happened while he was in that level of energy. A quantum system has been created. He has started now absorbing energy. Somebody say he's absorbing energy. Right in the same level, he started absorbing energy. And Paul, observing him intently, noticed, hey, this guy is no longer having a classical experience. This guy, even though he's still lying down there, even though he's still sitting down there, even though he's still paralyzed there, something is different. There is a spark in his eyes. There is something, he's shaking his head. Something, this guy is excited. There is something he saw. He's excited. He has absorbed energy. He's absorbing the energy of what he's been saying. Seeing that he had faith to be healed. Verse 10. Everybody read and read out loud. Shout it loud. One to go. Wherever you were paralyzed, this year, stand up and leap. Wherever you were stagnated, this 2025.
fly. Stand up and leap and fly. Wherever progress has been so slow, gain has been so small, in the name of Jesus, seeing that you have failed to leap, now stand up and fly.
Do you know what leaping means?
He mounted up.
That was not like, help me, help me. Someone that has not, do you understand? There are miracles that happen gradually. The person will now start doing like this. That's also a miracle. Then we have to now go through physiotherapy to learn to walk. This man has never walked. He needed months of rehabilitation. Needed months to work on him, taking proteins, exercise, physiotherapy, so that the muscles can form. Do you understand? God compressed everything at once. Muscles appeared. Different things appeared. Someone that has never walked, learned how to walk. A quantum leap. I've seen miracles. I've seen people. You saw one of the ladies that the hands were withered. I've seen that. How she was able to stretch. And I say stretch, it gets stretching. We have one of our worship leaders today. She's here. If you don't look at her, you wouldn't know her hand was deformed before. Instrumentally, the word of God, it kept stretching, stretching until God perfects it. But quantum leap doesn't happen by instrument. It's one. Did I tell you? It's what? It's what? Somebody, this year, in the cycles of this year, you're experiencing multiple bang. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. 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 Just lift your hands and praise Him. Just magnify Him. That's all you can do now. Put a praise on it. Just bless the name. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless Him, bless Him. Hallelujah. We give You glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. It is done. Thank You, Father. So why we are teaching this is that we must gain wisdom. There are principles to it and we'll get there. But I just want us to understand it. In all thy getting, gain understanding. Understanding. Did you get it? We are just starting now. This is just the foretaste. We will enter into it. Give God a mighty praise today.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.